Today, we're going to talk about my brand new favorite segment on Locked On LSU, and that is the recruit of the week. LSU just landed their first commitment in the 2024 class. Who is he? What can he bring to this program? Plus, is his position group set up for a lot of even continued success, even more success at LSU in the future? We'll break that down on today's edition. Plus, so much more on Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host, Caroline Fenton, as I am every day. I am an LSU alum, and I now do sports talk radio for ESPN 102.5, The Game in Nashville, Tennessee. But let's get into it, because this is my new favorite summer segment that we're going to do every week on Locked On LSU, and that's the recruit of the week, whether that's a recruit that LSU is targeting, whether that's a recruit that the entire country is targeting. Whether that's a commit that LSU just landed, we'll be focusing on one specific recruit every week. And this week, I want to talk about LSU's first commitment in the 2024 class, and that is Maurice Williams. So who is Maurice Williams? He's a four-star safety out of Pearland, Texas. He's a 60th ranked recruit in the country, the sixth best safety per 24/7 Sports. And also per 24/7 Sports is the number one safety out of the state of Texas. So if you know high school football, if you know recruiting in the state of Texas, you know that if you're the top of any position group in that state where high school football is literally their church, then you know that this is a big deal. Then you know that Maurice Williams is absolutely that dude. Now, he's only 6 feet tall. He's a 190-pound junior. So, of course, only at about 17 years old, he's got some growing room. You know, he's only tall, so he's going to have to put on some pounds, but still maintain kind of that speed that he's currently running at with high school football. So absolutely, once he gets another year under his belt, I mean, he's still got 2 years left of high school. You know, the kid's got plenty of time to grow, plenty of time to kind of bulk up a little bit, to use some of that muscle. But that is where we're sitting right now with Maurice Williams in the 2024 class. Now, he chose LSU over Michigan, Ole Miss, Oregon, USC, and Arkansas. So you hear those names. I mean, LSU was in very, very good company. So when you're talking about some of the top programs in the country, the Michigan, the Ole Misses, the Oregon, the USC, the Arkansas, and especially you look at Michigan, Oregon, Arkansas, some programs that are really on the up and up, some programs that have had a lot of recent success, whereas LSU hasn't had the most success over the past couple of seasons. You look at Michigan making the college football playoff and LSU with a sub-500 season this past year. You could look at it and say, you know, he chose LSU over some programs that maybe have more immediate success, more recent success than LSU has. And I know that sounds crazy to say. It even feels weird for me to say, you know, 2 years removed from a national championship, but it really is the truth that LSU football the past 2 years has not performed like a program that, you know, you really would expect from LSU. So that is a big sign that he's committed to LSU, because that's always a red flag for me for commits that commit, you know, so far in advance, the 2024 class. You know, we haven't even entered the 2022 season. So that's always kind of a red flag to me, is how long can they stay committed? How committed really are they? And that's not really a question that I can answer about Maurice Williams. Is he going to stay committed through the next 2 years? He's going to continue to get offers. You know, it's probably smart of him to continue to go on visits. What is it about LSU that stood out to him so much so far in advance? Well, he spoke with Hayes Fawcett of On3, and he said that it was really the coaching staff and the relationships that he started to build with the coaching staff. He said Coach Sherman, Kerry Cooks, Matt House, and Coach Brian Kelly. He was the closest with those coaches. He said, we just talk and about life. We laugh a lot. We crack jokes. We also talk about football. They see me as a player that can play all phases at the safety position, rover, free, and nickel. So that's the important thing. I think when you're a high school recruit and you're building all of these relationships with so many different coaching staffs, and you're being promised so many things, probably very similar things from so many different recruiters, you know, you're going to be a first-year starter. We're going to get you to the league, so on and so forth. You're being promised so many things, but it's really that human element that could make the difference. Because if he goes to Michigan, they're probably going to tell him very similar things that they would tell you at LSU. That we're going to set you up for success in the NFL. That you're going to get on the field as soon as possible. That you're going to have, you know, the best resources. You're going to have the best facility, so on and so forth. It's really, you know, a negligible difference between a lot of these top programs, a lot of these Power Five programs, but the difference is the relationships. And I think that shows a lot about the recruiting element from Brian Kelly, because I think for me, and probably you as well, you were concerned about how Brian Kelly can recruit in this area of in Louisiana, and of course in the Southeast as well, in Texas, in Florida, in Mississippi, in Alabama. So to know that he's building those personal relationships with a lot of these top recruits around the Southeast, I think is huge. But there's another really big element of exactly why Maurice Williams chose LSU. Now, will he continue to stay committed to LSU? I don't know. That's not a question that I can answer right now. But there's another big reason why he chose LSU, and it goes beyond just the coaching staff. It goes beyond the NIL deals. It goes beyond the really cool locker room, one of the coolest in college football. And I think it has everything to do with a reputation that LSU has built for itself, and it has so much to do with how LSU can maintain and build upon that reputation in the future. And I think there's a guy in LSU's coaching staff, in the program already, that's going to continue to facilitate that reputation and continue to build upon that. So I want to break into exactly what the future of the defensive back position looks like at LSU moving forward. But before we do that, I want to tell you about Built Bar, because there is a brand new flavor at Built Bar. The people who invented the healthy and tasty comes to the latest gifts to your taste buds. So if you're a fan of coconut, you know, I love Samoas, for example. I love that taste. So they have the amazing coconut brownie chunk Built Bar. And guess what? They've given coconut brownie chunk the puffs treatment, just like a bunch of their past flavors. They've got mud pie, which is our flavor of last month. There is birthday cake. They're all getting the puff treatment, and so is coconut brownie chunk Built Bar. So if you love the delicious, the chewy, the marshmallowy, covered in 100% real chocolate, then you're going to love coconut brownie chunk Built Bar. It's like a fluffy cloud of coconutty brownie goodness. It's so delicious. I love that chocolate and coconut flavor combination. But stop drooling and listen. They're good for you, so you don't have to sacrifice taste and health. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and they're all delicious. The coconut brownie chunk puffs are only here for a limited time, so go to built.com now to make sure that you don't miss out. They're going fast because they taste absolutely amazing. And all Built Bars are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs much more efficiently. I know I've taken collagen supplements in the past for my hair, my skin, and my nails. So you can ditch those. You don't have to waste your money at the drugstore on those supplements. You can get that with Built Bar. It provides a ton of health benefits. And if you eat something that tastes good and is good for you, then it's going to make your health journey so much easier. And the best part about Built Puffs, of course, is that they taste amazing, but you can also enjoy them guilt-free. They're good for you. They're the perfect treat, perfect for when you've got that chocolate craving, perfect for when you need a dessert, if you need to satisfy that sweet tooth, and if you need a quick and healthy snack. It's an excellent source of protein. It'll keep you full all day long. The delicious coconut, rich, sweet brownie, creamy marshmallow. Stop fantasizing about it. Stop drooling about it. Get to built.com to order your box of coconut brownie chunk Built Puffs right now. That's a mouthful. But go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, one word, and get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15. Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, one live NBA draft show is not enough for Locked On. The entire NBA channel is going live on NBA Draft Night, which is tonight. So if you have a favorite NBA team, make sure you go subscribe now to the Locked On YouTube channel so you get notified when they go live on NBA Draft Night. And even if you don't have a favorite NBA team, there's going to be plenty of LSU Tiger faces that could potentially go off the board, and we're going to get into that later in the show, so make sure you tune in to Locked On's NBA draft content tonight. But I mentioned Maurice Williams. He is our recruit of the week, the first commitment for LSU in the 2024 class of four-star safety out of Pearland, Texas. Again, He's a 60th, per 24/7 Sports, 60th ranked recruit in the country, sixth best safety in the country, and the best safety out of the state of Texas. So great accolades for LSU's new commitment and Maurice Williams. But he spoke with Hayes Fawcett of On3, and I highly recommend that you go check out that article. Hayes Fawcett does a great job for On3 with all of the recruiting coverage. But he spoke about the relationships with the coaches and that he had great relationships with Brian Kelly and Matt House and the rest of the defensive coaches. But another big reason why Maurice Williams did decide to go to LSU is because of the tradition of defensive backs. It's because of the history of success that not just defensive backs have had in college football at LSU, but the continued success in the league. So when Maurice Williams was asked by Hayes Fawcett why LSU, he said the DB tradition there, the relationship with the coaches, the food, which I cannot blame him. That's what I miss most is the food. He said the community, another thing I miss most. And it just felt like home the first day that I visited. They let me bring my cousin to film my first visit, and that showed me how much they were rocking with me. I just love everything about LSU, and I want to be part of keeping the DBU tradition alive. I want to be great at LSU, which is a really big thing because I've said it so many times in the past, like around NFL draft time, around the last month or so of the NFL, about how important it is to see guys like Joe Burrow, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr. playing in the Super Bowl, to see Andrew Whitworth, another player in the Super Bowl, obviously Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl, to see Tyrann Mathieu signing with the New Orleans Saints, consistently being at the top of the Kansas City Chiefs highlight reel in this past season, his past few seasons with Kansas City. That visibility matters so much. Because when you're a four-star, a five-star recruit, and you're trying to decide where you want to go to school, you're not just choosing where you're going to play college ball. You're not just choosing the campus where you're going to go to classes. Their decision wasn't like mine or probably like yours, where all I was deciding was where I wanted to go to college. They're not deciding a school. They're deciding the program that's going to set them up for the most success in the NFL. That's their end goal, especially at a player at that with such high accolades of a four or five star recruit. But that's the goal of any football player, is to make it to the NFL. So when you're a young defensive back and you're thinking, I have a real future in this sport, I have the opportunity to make millions of dollars playing the game that I absolutely adore, I'm going to go where they've done it before. I'm going to go to a program that's proven. So I know I harp on this all the time, and I'll continue to do it throughout the NFL season, of how important it is to have LSU players playing on Sunday, and not just playing, but making a lot of noise on Sundays and being some of the top players in the league. That's important. And I think Maurice Williams just showed you how important that is. Because, yeah, he talked about Brian Kelly and talked about the relationship with the coaches and the tradition and the food and the community, all things that you and I both love about LSU and Louisiana as a whole. But the first thing that he mentioned was it being DBU, the DBU tradition at LSU. That's what drew him to that. But just how important is that DBU tradition, not just to recruits, but also to the guys within the building? Because this is a new coaching staff. And I think that's kind of a feeling of uneasiness whenever you have a new coaching staff coming in, is do you respect the tradition? Do you respect the guys that came before all of us that went through this locker room, that they're lifetime LSUers? And you're not, admittedly. You know, Brian Kelly's not a lifetime LSUer. So do they respect the tradition? Now, Robert Steeples, cornerback coach at LSU, who plays a role in the recruiting of safeties and corners, of defensive backs as a whole, he was asked a couple months ago about the tradition of DBU. And when I read Maurice Williams' conversation with Hayes Fawcett on three, this was the first thing that popped into my head, was just the importance of DBU and how much importance this coaching staff places on that DBU tradition. So this is, again, cornerbacks coach Robert Steeples on the tradition of DBU and how seriously he takes that.
You, I think we must always be respectful of the guys that come through. One thing I tell the guys, though, is, you know, respect and learn from those guys that have come through. But at the same time, I think they'll be far better players being their authentic selves instead of trying to be an impression of someone else. And so I think for me as a cornerback's coach, it's my responsibility not to just be knowledgeable on the history and not just to be knowledgeable on the scheme, but also be an expert on how our individual players move so I can cater my coaching points to each one of their specific ability and skill sets. You know, I always say build on their GG. That's their God-given.
So again, that was Robert Steeples, LSU cornerback coach. And if you haven't listened to a full interview of him speak, I highly recommend that you do it. He is so well-spoken. He is so incredibly passionate, not just about on the field, but off the field as well, player development. And that's what I look at. And I think LSU is in such good hands because it's not just about, you know, it could be incredibly intimidating as a coaching staff to come in and, you know, have all of these expectations. But it's something that they're embracing and something also, and the vibe that I got from Robert Steeples was, I know that this is the tradition at LSU and that's what drew me to this program. But this is also what we're going to do to make sure that we maintain that reputation, to make sure that we maintain the fact that LSU is DBU. So how can we do that? We have to make sure that we give our players the resources that they need to build upon their talent because they recruit them into LSU because they're good. Because like he said, the GG, the God-given ability, that they grind, that they have a great football base below them. But also, whenever you're 17 or 18 years old coming into a college program, you're not fully developed. You don't have the mental capacity, nobody does coming into college, of just how much is going to be on your plate with classes and practices and games and the playbook and so many things that are on your plate, just a changing lifestyle. That's something that Robert Steeples prioritizes in his players to maintain that DBU status. Because you could be a five-star corner, you could be a five-star safety, you could be the best at your position group. But if you can't handle college life, college football life, then you're not going to be able to contribute to this program. So that's a big thing that I see, that Maurice Williams is drawn to the defensive back university personality, I guess. I can't come up with the right word for what I'm trying to say, but DBU, he was drawn to that. He was drawn to how many safeties and corners have been drafted out of LSU and have found so much success out of LSU. And that's something that this coaching staff is trying to maintain, is DBU. And when you look at some of the recruits that LSU has already landed and recruits that are really high on LSU, so many of them are 4- and 5-star corners and safeties. And that, I don't think that's by accident. I don't think that's an accident that LSU has this DBU name attached to it, and this defensive back coaching group is prioritizing that as well. So that's my football chat for the day. Again, recruit of the week, Maurice Williams, the first commit in the 2024 class. Of course, so many things can change within the next 2 years, but that's what we're looking at least for the 2024 class. And another reason why it's important that Maurice Williams has committed is it gets the ball rolling. This is the first one in the class coming out of Texas. I mean, he's probably got so many friends and peers that are all 3-, 4-, 5-star recruits. So they probably look at him going to LSU and it just gets the ball moving, gets the ball rolling. Because I'd be naive to say that players don't make their decisions based off of their friends or their peers or guys that they've played with or guys that they've played against. We've heard it so many times. If there's a quarterback that sees where a wide receiver is going and he loves that guy, he'll go with him. I look at Jack Besh and Walker Howard. They were bestie pops in high school. He was his favorite target. Jack Besh was Walker Howard's favorite target. So that makes sense. You know, they just go wherever their friends and their peers go. They want to go where the talent is. So Maurice Williams being such a talented player in such a football-rich and talent-rich community in Texas, I think is huge. But coming up next, the NBA draft is tonight. Kicks off on Thursday, and there are a couple LSU Tigers faces that we could see go off the board. Who is it, and who can we predict where they can go, and who we can watch in the NBA next year? We'll get into that coming up next after a couple words from our sponsors. Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcast. So the NBA draft starts tonight. 3 LSU basketball players are in the draft. We've got Tari Eason, Darius Days, and Sharif O'Neal. So I scouted several NBA mock drafts. I mean, it feels like NFL draft season, the number of mock drafts that I've looked at. I've never covered an NBA team before, and I've never looked at this many NBA mock drafts. So I've looked at so many of them, but the ones that I really honed in on, ESPN's Bleacher Reports, Athletics, Mock Draft, as well as their power rankings, CBS. That's it. CBS, Athletic, Bleacher Report, and ESPN were the top four that I thought were the most reliable mock drafts. And dug into those to see exactly where these LSU guys were going to go. And the consensus is Tari Eason is going in the middle in the first round. You know, he's not going to be a top 10 guy, but you could see him going in these mock drafts, see him going in the middle of the first round. And Sharif O'Neal and Darius Day's names will most likely not be called tonight. And that's okay. Sharif O'Neal didn't have a ton of experience at LSU. He didn't get a ton of time on the court. But Tari Eason is the one, the name to be looking for tonight. So ESPN's mock draft, Eason slated to go 17th overall to the Houston Rockets. Asked why is it a fit? Says the Rockets are rebuilding, they're getting younger, and they can afford the upside that Tari Eason provides. Tari Eason is not a sure thing in the NBA. He's not. But a lot of these teams that are trying to get younger, that are trying to rebuild, look at Tari Eason's ability. He has just lights out defensive ability. And he needs some work on his threes. He needs some work on the offensive side. But he absolutely has offensive upside. But he's just so talented defensively. And he's so incredibly versatile as a defender that a lot of teams can look at that and say, that's a guy that we want to make a part of our core. So ESPN has Tari Eason going 17th overall to the Rockets. Bleacher Report, also 17th overall to the Rockets. The Athletic, also 17th overall to the Athletic. And that was in the Athletic to the Houston Rockets, excuse me. That was in the Athletic's mock draft. But I also looked at John Hollinger, who's the senior NBA writer for the Athletic. He listed his top 75 prospects. So not necessarily which team they're going to go to and where they're going to get drafted, but he looks at all of the talent coming into this NBA draft and ranks 1 through 75. So he had Tari Eason listed at 16 and Darius Days at 62. So this was the only list that I was looking at, only, you know, talent ranking or mock draft in which I found Darius Days' name. But this is what he says. He says his size is less than impressive and his 24-inch no-step vertical really do him any favors, but he says, given the evolution of the position towards smaller, stretchable, switchable players and the ability of Day's 7'1 wingspan to let him play bigger than his height and on hops would suggest that he may have a chance. So not a glowing recommendation for Darius Days. Of course, the size is a concern, not just for John Hollinger, but probably for a lot of those NBA teams out there. But I think the thing with Darius Days is whichever team chooses to draft him or picks him up as an undrafted free agent, they're going to get a guy that loves basketball. They're going to get a guy that's a good, proven leader. They're going to get a good overall guy. So although you don't draft for that necessarily in the first round, you draft for ability. And that plays a big role as well. Personality plays a big role in the first round, but it's not the first thing that you look for. But that is, I think, Darius Days is a big notch in the positive column for Darius Days is just the uncoachables, the intangibles, the fact that he loves basketball and he's a great leader. He's going to play a good role and he's going to be a good fit on whichever team lands him. But the one mock draft that I looked at that didn't have Tari Eason going 17th to the Rockets had him going just a spot behind the Rockets to 18 to the Chicago Bulls. They had, I'm going to butcher this pronunciation, so I apologize in advance. Ousmane Dieng, correct me if I'm wrong, a French prospect. He has him going to the Rockets. But CBS says Tari Eason's three-point shooting is for real. He's going to be a steal for the Bulls at number 18. He'll help Chicago's defense after averaging 3 combined steals and blocks per game at LSU and should be ready to contribute immediately as a 21-year-old. Eason will be a monster in transition running alongside Lonzo Ball and can finish above the rim with his insane 7'2 wingspan. All those things are true about Tari Eason. It just depends on which team, and the consensus is middle of the first round, which team prioritizes what Tari Eason can bring. It's not just the size. It's not just the defensive ability. It's not just his offensive contributions. It's a combination of all of those things, the fact that he is such a versatile player. So I'm going to be watching the NBA draft tonight. Honestly, I'm not an NBA girl, but I'm going to be looking for Tari Eason's name to go off the board in the middle of the first round. And we'll have a full recap of that tomorrow, of updates on Tari Eason and where he goes and how he can contribute to those teams in the NBA. But that's going to do it for me today. Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Coming up tomorrow, ESPN.com has an article projecting some of the top teams over the next 3 to 5 years. Where does LSU land? And I'll give my thoughts on that. So we'll do that coming up tomorrow. But also, the first picks of the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft have been made. Search now for Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and get over 50 insiders, the Odyssey sports experts, the draft experts of Lockdown NBA Big Board. They've got everything. The 5-episode Ultimate NBA Mock Draft is underway. So make Ultimate NBA Mock Draft your second listen today.